The slight delay in the service, late departure of the service this morning. This is engine failure. We'll try and make up our time, yeah. So, Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Ches, we're starting a new Sif. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes. Now, we've learned till now, generally speaking, we explain that most food may not be put even into a Keli Sheni. It's about standard food. Not bishul achafia, afia achabishul, that was all last week, bishul achabishul, but it's standard food. For standard food, we assume it's not to be put in, even into a keli sheni, but it may be put into a keli shlishi. Now this morning we're going to see some exceptions to this rule. And we're going to see that salt might be an exception to this rule, meat might be an exception, hard meat, ox meat may be an exception to the rule, and also... But let's go through the sif. We'll see some exceptions because to every rule there are exceptions. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes, page 272. Klirishin, pirush, hakeli shemishtamash boyalavish. Klirishin is the keli which is used on the fire. Afilu le'achashaviru mialavish. Even once it's removed from the fire, it still retains its shame klirishin. It's klirishin aloish. You remove it from the fire, it's keli rishon, shel aloish, but it's still keli rishon. Mevashel, it cooks, kol zman sheyad tzeledes boy, as long as it is his, the hand would withdraw from its heat, yad tzeledes boy. The pikuch, therefore, also litein l'teichei tavlin. Tavlin is spices, and certain spices, tavlin, may not be put into keli rishon. Avol melach, but salt, according to this opinion, salt is different. You can put into a keli rishon. Kiven shehviru mialoish, once it's been removed from the fire, the tzricha milcha bishula kabisra datura. Salt, according to this first opinion, is very difficult to cook. The only way it would cook is keli rishon aloish. Just like this meat is very hard and firm and will only get cooked aloish, according to this opinion, so too salt will only get cooked in keli rishon aloish. This is first opinion. The contrast is tavlinim, that tavlinim may not be put in keli rishon, but they may be put in keli sheni. So really, so far we've seen three things. We have said tavlinim may not be put in keli rishon, may be put in keli sheni, which is an exception to the general rule of thumb that most items can't even be put in keli sheni. And then we've said that salt and meat can even be put in keli rishon, provided it's off the fire. It's very, very tough. This meat,
and it takes a long time.
Yeah, and it won't cook. It won't cook raw meat. Yeah, it won't cook unless it's in the keli rishon aloish. And there are those who say no. You can't actually put meat into a keli rishon even shelo aloish. Also, losses l'teich lizeh bosom aluach afilu hu shel shor, even ox meat, yeah, may not be put into a keli rishon even if it's removed from the fire. And the reason is, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, why this shitta holds. That this is worse. Even a keli rishon, you can't put it in. Although it says, yeah, but we'll come to explain what the machlokes is in the Mishnah Berurah. V'nira di says to the mot, d'beloi maluach nami yasa. Although it keeps bosom maluach, salted for meat, it doesn't mean dafka bosom maluach. Ela d'nokat maluach, the only reason it mentions this fact that it's salted, d'belav hochi osa mishum dam sheboy. If a meat's not salted, you can't eat it because it's because of the blood that comes out when you cook it. Yeah. We said before that salt is an exception and it will only cook when it's actually on a keli rishon aloish. There are those who disagree and they say no, faket, salt is actually the same as any other item and may not be put even into keli sheni. They disagree with the exceptional halacha we said before, one should be machme not to put salt into a keli sheni. If one did put salt in a keli rishon, even in a keli rishon, if it's on the fire, over the surah, he did an issa, because everybody agrees you can't put salt into a keli rishon al-ho'esh. Aber Amachol, the mutter Amachol, nevertheless the food is permitted. The melech, bottle melech, bottle gabi Amachol. Because salt is considered insignificant with regard to the food, so therefore whatever happens, the salt would not be forbidden. Obviously it's talking about salt which is raw. There's a big discussion nowadays, is our salt cooked? Is it not cooked? Is it, what process has it gone through? It could be, our salt could be slightly different. Look upon him. That's what the Shulchan Aruch has said. We'll go through the Shulchan Aruch now slowly again with the Mishnah Brura. Good morning, Reb, our friend Reb Shlomo. I was going to say, yeah. When I once gave Shurim on Hilchos Bishul, so I was talking to somebody about the halachas, and he said to me that he once had somebody who was in his shir, and he thought that anything can be cooked on Shabbos. How? He said, let's say you have a potato. You take the potato out of the fridge. Let's say a potato. Take it out of the fridge, put it into a pot. Take it out of the pot. Put it into a bowl. Take it out of the bowl. Put it into another container. Kedish Lishi. Then get the hot water from the urn and put it on top of it. Because he thought you could just transfer the item and then pour the water onto it. Of course, Kedi, that's why we need these brackets over here. See the brackets at the beginning of the sif. Kedi Rishon Pirush HaKedishim Mishtamish Bayalo Eish. We're talking here, the pot which was heated is a Kedi Rishon, and it was heated on the fire, it's considered Kedi Rishon. From there, every time you pour the hot water or the hot food, there the heat is cooled down somewhat each time you pour it into a subsequent kli. Of course, these brackets we've discussed before is not actually the Shulchan Aruch itself. The brackets here are not actually the Shulchan Aruch themselves. It's a later edition. Somebody added it in. It's not in the first editions of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch again. Siftes Keni Rishon, a Keni Rishon. Even once it's been removed from the fire, a vashal, it still cooks, calls man Yad Seledes Boy, if it still has the heat of Yad Seledes Boy. If it doesn't have the heat of Yad Seledes Boy, it's not considered anymore the power of fire that for which Bishul needs to transgress the Melach. Although it's no longer boiling or bubbling, the very fact that it's Yad Seledes Boy, we take on 45 degrees already, might be Yad Seledes Boy. So you wouldn't put any food item close to that to heat of Yad Seledes Despoy. So Yad Seledes Despoy, but mainly Yad Seledes Despoy, less than that, a filu Keli Rishon in Russia, it's just lukewarm. Even a Keli Rishon does not cook. And if it was not removed from the fire, now then the Mishnah Berurah is an important point. Also nitten the teichir tavlin a filu melech b'chol gavni, even nothing may be put into Keli Rishon which is still on the fire. Afilu data lesalik sakadera meher misham. Even if you plan to remove the item from the fire afterwards, before it gets cooked, but that is prohibited. Pen yishkach ad sheyisfashel, because you may forget to remove the item, and it will become cooked. Chidlakamam b'sif yadala. We may not put anything on a flame on Shabbos, even if at the moment it's not cooked, and you plan to remove it before it's Yad Seledes Boy, because there's a concern he may forget to do so and transgress Bishul. If he'll never come to Yad Seledes Boy, there's no problem. No problem, yeah. Just one left thing, you can put it near to the source of heat. If it's not going to come to Yad Seledes Boy, just to, you know, take off the chill of something, take off the chill of something, that's fine. So the Shulchan Aruch has told us first an exception, which is everybody agrees to this. Tavlin is different. Tavlin may be put in a Keli Sheni. One of the exceptions. Most things can't even be put in a Keli Sheni, but Tavlin can. Sivkot and Samachay. Avot b'Keli Sheni, Motolit, lost his Tavlin. Tavlin can't be put in Keli Rishon, but can be put in Keli Sheni. Afili Yad Seledes Boy, even if it's Yad Seledes Boy. Ein Mishpach Rosham, Tavlin can't be cooked in Keli Sheni. That's fine. Keli Sheni is fine. V'munach b'Keli Rishon, dot Sheni, dover gush. She Yad Seledes Boy, Yesh Lizor, but as we saw last week, a solid heated item, even if it's transferred from one container to the next, still could have the power to heat. So therefore, if it's a dover keli sheni, which is a dover gush, one should not put tavlin onto it. The explanation which I say even the dover gush calls manchiyat ledes, but it didn't make a keli rishon. Dof o'r gwrs fi cysod fi mach me letters gyda dyn o'r Cairish. Yeah, what exactly tavlinin is subject to dispute. There's a douche note about it here. If anybody can just help me. You got it? There's a note here, find it. No, there's a different one. Discussed as maybe it's earlier. No, it was a few pages ago and I missed out, it's quite important. It was in Sif Base, Sif Dalad. Sif Adushu 42. It says only very thin tab. Yeah, there's some. What is it? It's thin tavlinim, but the thin spices we have nowadays, which the Mazamah said doesn't have the same din as the tavlinim in Bismanom, and it would be prohibited. In fact, the tavlinim, the Shavisa Shabbos says it. Yes. Bialochot Matal Kulis?
Yeah.
Yeah. On page, I'm reading page 268.
Yeah.
268. The
end of the first column.
Yeah. So they bring down, for our tavlinim are very thin and very soft, and they get cooked even in a Keli Sheni. And the Shvisa Shabbos writes that when we're referring here to tavlina, we're referring to kinnomoin, zangvil, and shemen. Kinnomoin, I think, cinnamon. Zangvil is ginger, and shemen. Well, shemen is considered a sort of tavlin. Those would be included in this list, but not. Therefore, not. We shouldn't just take on an outright heta for tavlinim. It seems to be limited somewhat. Okay, so the point in tavlinim is an exception to the general rule. May be put in a keli shady, although most foods may only be put in keli shlishi. Right. Now salt, there's two opinions. The first opinion, the Shulchan Aruch holds that salt can be put even into a keli rishon provided it's not on the fire. Kivin sheviru, once it's been removed from the fire, daloesh afilu b'isur d'turim is special, because if it's on the fire, anything can become cooked. If it's not on the fire, then salt's the same as this meat, and it may be put on the in a keli rishon. K'bisur d'turim, like hard meat, which may be put into a keli rishon, nothing will happen. Though even in a keli sheni it will become softened. That softening is not bishul. It would soften itself even in cold water. So therefore,
salt basically
dissolves. Salt. We're discussing meat over here. The meat over here, Mr. Shulchan Aruch is saying, can be put even into a keli rishon, provided it's not on the fire, because it won't have any effect on the meat, and the fact, although it will become soft, but that doesn't mean anything, because even in cold water it will become soft. Bosom oluach, meat, and the Ramah is going to tell us, even if it's not salted, the meat itself, hard meat, is it may be put into Kedi Rishon, according to this first opinion. In fact, what do you say, Baron Nossen? From experience, so cotton samaches wrote to limit bosses and imlach with other kadim, meat which has been salted and rinsed, because obviously otherwise you can't put it in the source of heat that will extract the bleas, etc., and trafe up the meat with the blood that comes out of it. Dam shapirish shall shur of an ox, then he that bosser ain't no mispashal, though the meat doesn't cook, halach lucha sheba mispashal. The second opinion holds, where are we? Samach Tess. No, but we're talking the meat. The meat. Yeah, sorry, that's right. There's two opinions by meat. That's right. Yeah. The second opinion holds even meat may not be put in a keli rishon. Shaloi aloesh. Do you hear? You can't put meat into a keli rishon even if it's not on the fire. Because although habosa in a mispashal, the meat doesn't cook, halachlucha shebo in a mispashal, the moisture inside it will cook. So we've had, so with regard to meat, there's two opinions. The first opinion holds may be put in keli rishon only when it's not on the fire. And the second opinion holds may never be put into a keli rishon because there's lachluchas in it which will become heated. Although, as Mr. Levine tells us, it's not going to be very healthy. So they've got but in Iraq, in the army, they would eat it even if it looked like that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, The Balay Maluach, the Ramah says, even meat which is not salty, it doesn't change its halacha legabe bishon. The Balay Maluach, Hainus, Lenit Aloyim, we shouldn't make a mistake. The Hatam Sha'oisu Mishum Damelech Merachach Abosu, Mispashalach Kach Bechirishon, that the salt softens the meat, and therefore perhaps it can be cooked. Therefore, only because it's salted, maybe that's a certain softening that happens, and therefore it can be cooked in the Kedi Rishon. That's why it's machmen Kedi Rishon Levi Shulal Reish. No, dafilu lo nimlach klal. He also listed no mimnei lach lochus. Even if the meat not been salted at all, can't be put into any Kedi Rishon according to this opinion because of the liquid moisture inside it. Why did this get salted? If this meat's not salted, it's an independent issur to put it into hot water because it's going to become treif. Yeah. Some say that salt actually doesn't have the same din as meat. It's actually got a standard din as any other food item which may not be put even into a keli. Shame. The Gemara Ikatrei Lishni Bozet, that's actually two Lishonis in the Gemara. The Lishna Basra, according to the second opinion, have a melech lekula, salt is lekula. The Koshlis Basra Kabisra de Torah, it's hard to cook like Bisra de Surah, which is the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that it may be put even into a Keli Rishon if it's not on the fire. Shem Hakim Mutzah, I feel like a Keli Rishon, Shavim Ereish. Lishna Kam, the first opinion in the Gemara, have a melech lekula, a melech is actually stricter. But that feel of a klishenim is special, it will even cook in keli sheni, and therefore has the din of a standard food item that may not be put into a keli sheni, which is our second opinion. Paschal Rebach, Paschim Kalishna Basra, most Paschim hold like the second opinion in the Gemara, which is the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore they're makel to allow salt to be put into a keli rishon, not on the fire. Elamim Neishi Yesh Mechmirin, but the others who are stringent. Vachain Kosav had Machmir Tavad Abracha, left the Shulchan Aruch right, somebody who's Machmir will be deserving of a blessing. We're talking here with salt which is huge. If you have salt which is made from water which was cooked, it does not subject to bishul anyway. Why? Because the salt has already been cooked. Then bishul achar bishul. We're going to ready a solid item that's been cooked. Then bishul achar bishul. Vachain besugah, similarly with sugar, multiply it. You can put into keli rishon if it's been cooked already. Achar shaviru mei noish. Because I'm bishul achar bishul. For yes, me pack became bazer. The toiv lizor bechivishin lechatzchilah. The others who are not who are me pack with this, and they hesitant about this. They question this, and therefore it shouldn't actually be put in kedi rishon. In fact, these opinions hold that any soluble solid may be have a din of a double lach, because since it's going to become dissolved in a double lach, perhaps it already has a din of a double lach, which is subject to bishul, as we know if it's cooled down. I must add that salt and sugar, salt nowadays, different places make it differently, and therefore it's difficult to know if it is cooked or not cooked, is it baked, is it cooked, is it not cooked at all, and therefore we wouldn't put salt.
Most salt is mined salt, unless it says sea salt.
It could be, but I remember when we went into did investigations about it, that's where we didn't come to any clear hachra, therefore one should only put salt in a keli, shlishi, like any other food. So got an iron base, afiluhu, the Shulchan Aruch said if a person did put salt even into a keli rishon, the food would not become prohibited, provided it was onto a keli, not on the fire. The agabi or eish, afiluhu b'sakha Shulchan Aruch, also, of course you can never put salt, you can't put anything into an item which is on the fire. The melach bottle, but the logic here is that the salt is considered insignificant in the rest of the food, and therefore doesn't prohibit the food, even if it was put into a keli rishon, even if put condition on the fire, which of course is prohibited according to all opinions, nevertheless the food will be permitted. Why? B'diavad is muta because the salt is bottled. Sivkot 9 gimel. The ava afal gav to midi over the time of the bottle. Although we have a general principle, it's something which gives taste, doesn't come nullified. Shani hocha is different. The hocha zeva zegerim. Here we're talking an interesting scenario. You wouldn't have known this, but the Shulchan Aruch Ramah is talking about the following scenario. Zev zev goyim. There's two elements of salt over here. To Hachamai, we're talking here a specific case. Shenimlach gam kein mikvam erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos, this meat or whatever the item was, the cholent or the soup, was salted before Shabbos. And therefore, the salt before Shabbos obviously already gives the taste, and therefore the additional taste of salt is more of the same, shall we say, and therefore it's not considered a milsa David l'taim. It doesn't have the sole power of giving the taste of salt. Now, Gamarian, furthermore, we're talking to Amelach Shanos and Achshav Loyayibo Kadeli Tintam Kadeli Zuz Amelach Shalesval. You needed both saltings, the one on before Shabbos, one on Shabbos, to affect this taste. And therefore, Zev Zagorium, and therefore the significance of the salt is not so great, and it's bottled. If Just the salt of today is enough to give taste into the soup. Also, hamachal ad motzei Shabbos until motzei Shabbos, the food actually becomes prohibited because the food has been proved by the taste of the salt, and the salt's not bottle because it gives significant taste. It's not bottle. It's not bottled yet. If the salt was put into a keli which is on the fire. Again, that's talking about salt which was never cooked. If we have salt which was cooked already, so then one would not prohibit the food even if it was put aloish, because why not? Because ain't bishel achar bishel. It's already been cooked. It's put on the fire. No one's transgressed. It's a drabonon of Mechsik and Mevashel. Perhaps it doesn't look like Mechsik and Mevashel. If it's just, you add just a tavlin or something, add just salt to it. I don't know why that would be. Maybe there's the Mechsik and Mevashel. Perhaps it doesn't apply if it's aloish. I don't know. Al-Kaponim, but what did we learn today? We learned today that although most food items may not be put into Keli Sheni, Tavlinim is an exception that may be put into Keli Sheni, although not in Keli Rishon. We've seen with regards to meat, and we saw Machlekas, according to the first opinion, it may be put into a Keli Rishon, not on the fire. According to the second opinion, it may not be put in Keli Rishon at all, only Keli Sheni. And with regards to salt which has not been cooked, it's two opinions in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch starts off and says that salt can be put in even in a Keli Rishon, provided it's not on the fire. Then he brings an opinion that salt's got the standard din, it should not be put in a Keli Sheni, only in a Keli Shlishi. Mishbrura also said that there are those who are even salt which is cooked, there are those who are machmir, not to treat it like a standard dover gush in bishlach abishal, and therefore not to put it into a keli rishon. And finally, but on the other hand, if it is cooked, it can definitely be put into keli sheni. That will be fine. Bezos and tomorrow we'll continue with Siv Yud.
Apologies. Different.
Yes, Leo.
The way we cook meat in Baghdad was, yeah, after it cooks first or starts boiling, they throw away the first water, and then they cook, they start again.
Yeah.
To get rid of the bad taste.
Yes.
It's what they used to do.
Interesting.
This is one. Second thing.
They probably still do it. You're not there, I understand, but I'm sure they haven't been. What's the advantage of that? That they should take all the bad. Is there really bad
taste
juices?
Of meat is very bad. So
but we've salted our meat already, so I'm sure.
So what?
We've rinsed it and everything.
It's fine. Yeah. But when you boil it, there are a lot of things either dissolve or. Become softer, so it gives taste to the meat, to the fluid, or to the liquid, to the water, which is bad taste. And yes. So
do you still do that, Elio? No way. Yeah, he's a rich man anyway. Yes.
Why tabbouleh are not put in the Kiddush?
Because they will become cooked and heated and cooked. But it seems that it's quite hard to cook ginger. Is it hard to cook ginger?
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah, so therefore it may be put. Therefore, Kaylee Shaney won't have the right power to affect cooking on it.
I hope so. So it's